Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah.
You do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would say something like, have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
Punch, first of the month, everybody. It was not a dream. Welcome to the Football Ramble, sponsored by Betway. It's Thursday, the 1st of July. I'm Kate Mason.
I'm Andy Brassel.
And I'm Jim Peters. I have an earlier running order than everyone else, and Jim was supposed to be in, so I'm in.
Jim or Pete, sorry. How are you doing?
Yeah, it sounds like I'm really like annoyed that I'm here. I genuinely did not mean to do that.
No,
really,
it's
sorry.
All right, we all believe in you.
Sorry, everyone.
I actually thought you were having an identity crisis. Are you having an identity crisis?
Did you think that? I thought Pete was the ultimate professional and was going to pretend to be Jim for the entire show.
Yes, exactly.
Do an entirely
pretend
new voice.
From Romford for the whole thing. Yeah, no, look, I'm next to Andy Brassel, the very balanced priest. Just before we went on air, Andy revealed that at university he was in a play as a very balanced priest.
Well, we don't
Irish
was,
priest.
Was he balanced? No, I think he was trying to make out he was a good egg.
Good
as,
egg.
As a priest.
Yeah, look, he can be
although
a good
that
egg
was just how he played it. Sort of method.
Possibly, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So if you need, if there's any sort of Amdram in the sort of area that Andrew lives in, get in touch.
I no longer accept payment in Beamish, though, unfortunately.
That was your beer? Oh, that was your, oh, the beer?
Yes.
I see.
Welcome back to the studio, Andy Brassel.
Thanks.
Yeah. Nice to see you.
So nice to be outdoors.
With
is
your
this
face?
Outdoors? Yeah, it's kind of outdoors, isn't it? Yeah.
Well, we had to shut the door because there's
banging going
on outside.
It's out the doors of my house.
Yeah. Mm. What's your? Are you bringing back some like holiday cheer, or how, are you still? You must feel the Euros more deeply in some ways than any of us here, even the ones of us who've been to Wembley.
Possibly. I tell you what. Actually, I did have two of my best England watching experiences. While I was away,
right.
Because there was a small fan park with reasonable distance and all that in Budapest, where no one wears masks ever, like about 2 minutes walk from my hotel.
Nice.
And I watched for the first time in a very long time, I watched England games with friends, and it was bloody great.
Oh, that's lovely.
And everyone complaining that there's only one goal in those two games. I don't care, really, to be honest.
That was enough joy for you.
There are even a few token Scots fans to make it exciting.
That's lovely.
And it was bloody great watching you lot getting rained on while we're absolutely sweltering away as well.
That's so true. Well, it was half the stadium, right, is the bits where you're going to get rained on. Whereas if you're up in the top at Wembley, you'd be dry as a...
I suppose. Bottom line, less exposed, very pale bums and genitals.
Oh.
So wow. That's good.
Good.
I saw all the videos of Scotland fans in London. I wasn't on another planet, you know.
It's one of those things.
They have the internet in Budapest.
The thing that shocked me was about the Scots, a lot of those men had very interesting bums.
Oh, yeah.
It was either one buttock with a dividing line almost drawn on. And I'm a man who has a weird non-bum anyway.
But you're talking about fake bums.
I just think the
Scottish fake bum scandal.
Maybe that's why my bum's a bit small and weird, but these guys just have weird bums for ones who show them off.
Was it square, do you mean?
It was one big bum with a dividing line that didn't seem to look like it kind of warranted calling it a bum. It was just one big circle with a dividing kind of...
Maybe they did actually have pants and it was just drawn on.
Yes. Oh, like nudie briefs.
Yeah.
Like they wear in films.
Yes.
Yeah.
In your face, people. Who's laughing now?
Please, not in our faces.
Oh, no. So we just wanted to chat a bit about the round of 16, which is done.
Mm.
And we get to sit in this beautiful moment where England is still...
Still there. Andy, what was your take on the whole kind of England situation? Were Germany poor or were England the best?
Well, it's funny, Pete, because to find out the real truth of that, you'll have to tune into OTC later.
Cry it out loud.
Football Ramble presents.
Oh.
Don't do that. I thought you set me up for an ad.
Sorry, I mean, yeah.
Woo!
Oh, sorry, I watched you talking about it on Lad Bible anyway. Sorry, mate. I'm filled in.
Germany have issues. I don't think there's any doubt about that. But England were excellent. And you see, I've enjoyed the chancelessness of England so far.
Mm.
Chancelessness.
Possibly because I'm old and boring.
Well, and that's how you win bloody tournaments.
It's good to win. Yeah. Exactly. I don't care about the style.
Mm.
Just win it.
We're on the same page.
We haven't scored any own goals unlike everyone else in the tournament.
Yeah, it's
funny, the moment you said that, John Stones' face popped up in front of
Hello,
eyes.
You called, master.
It's more own goals than in this tournament than in all of the other tournaments combined.
I think it's like 118 own goals, that's what I've heard. So many own goals.
Yeah, that's right, that's exactly it, actually, Pete.
Obviously, there's a lot made at this tournament of the, you know, star of the match or whatever they call it.
Yes.
Basically, we want to interview you, and because we're giving you this crappy trophy, you can't get out of it.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if top own goals are the top goal scorer at the end. Is it Skillsy in a dunce's hat that gets the trophy?
Yes. I think it will be own goals, won't it? I mean, it's on. Yeah. We're like 9 or 10 already, aren't we?
Do they make up an entity? Can you kind of give that as like the own goal, scored all of the goals?
It would fit the pan-European flavour of the tournament.
Like that listener yesterday who emailed in and said you should, what was it? You should make a combined team.
I was so into that.
Yeah. So it's like the combination of all the people who scored the own goals should combine whatever their various attributes are.
The bad boys.
Combine into a single player.
Or maybe they could do the opening ceremony for the final and like miss a penalty like Diana Ross.
And do a little dance and they call themselves the Whoopsies. The Whoopsie Daisies.
It is a mad tournament though, isn't it? I mean, it's bloody great.
Yes.
But it's so mad. The idea that France, Portugal, the Netherlands, Germany are all out at this point And it's the first time in the history of the Euros that none of the four semi-finalists in the last tournament, Portugal, Germany, France and Wales. Aww.
Wales.
Mm. Howarth. Anyway, have qualified for the quarterfinals. And all these bloody goals and his own goals. What is it? Is it like everyone's just unleashed? What is your analysis?
Spain are the best bit of that, because they were accused of playing the most boring football since time began, and then turn around and said, well, actually, fuck you, we're going to score 10 goals in 2 games, which is the most incredible about face. But we talked before the start of the tournament.
It's after Pete backed them. Yeah. He's backed them. I continue
to back them. They're going to be going up against a team that are jackalous in the next round. I'm enjoying it. I think they could do
that
well.
That makes me feel sad.
It does, yeah. It's only one match, though, isn't it? It's because he kind of... Yeah. It's only one match. He'll be back.
Yeah, he's not passed on.
He'll be back.
Like Marcus's aunt.
I think it was always going to go one of two ways. It was either going to be, if you're taking Pete's doom prediction, the worst tournament of all time because of the physical toll on the players. I didn't think that was unreasonable.
Andy,
I didn't
you
think
agreed
that was,
with me. You said I was handsome and muscular.
I didn't think that was an unreasonable prediction.
But that's why we're getting the own goal, surely. Just defenders going, not really knowing where they are.
We don't, as we said before, we don't want defending, really.
So it was either going to go one of two ways. It was either going to be the dullest tournament of all time because none of the players could move, or because none of the players could keep form or discipline, it's going to be batshit crazy. Yeah. And it's turned out to be the latter. Mm. So
but,
great.
It's, but it's not as crazy as it could have been. I sort of expected...
Just blame it on Morata. That's the line. That's what everyone's doing.
Morata being good or bad is kind of almost kind of Schrodinger's cat kind of thing. Is he good? Is he bad? I don't want to look at him, so I don't care.
There's also... Obviously, as there always is after teams go out, and especially France, we say, especially with France, there's a bit of a post-mortem of suffering and pain and various family members tearing strips off each other.
You say that.
They
are basically the oasis of tournaments drops. Like, basically, 2010 is their definitely maybe.
Yeah.
And that is taken as the definitive France. Mm. Whereas all the other tournaments where just nothing really happened, no one talks about that. You know, they still did Live Forever and Dixie's Dinner and all that sort of stuff. But the reality is, 2010 is a peak that can never be attained.
No, this is their BDI. This is their kind of like... the mums shouting at each other in the park kind of thing. Is it their BDI? Is this their kind of Noel Gallagher's High Flying Birds? They've sort of broken off.
I mean, I think you're selling Veronique Rabiot a little bit short there, to be perfectly honest.
Good point. She's been doing that for a long time. Like, when he was at PSG, giving it the big licks about him being in the dungeon and stuff, and like being fed bread and stuff. She's been problematic for a long time.
So Rabiot's mum is his agent. So it's partly where this all stems from, isn't it? And the idea is that she kicked off at Paul Pogba's family?
No, it was Kylian Mbappe's dad.
Dad and mum.
But I think it was Paul Pogba's family. I think it was
there was a rumour that there was something between her and Paul Pogba's mates, but that's quite unsubstantiated.
Oh, is right. it?
Whereas they've poured over the footage on French
of
telly,
course,
obviously.
Nothing else to talk about. Yeah.
There are only like 6 goals and a load of penalties. We just don't want to see them. Basically, she was shouting at Kylian Mbappe's dad to like
that he's
get her son
ego.
In order and et cetera, et cetera. I mean, it's unbelievable. It's absolutely unbelievable.
You know when like a mum or a dad is embarrassing, you go, "Mam." There's not a mam that's long enough. It would last for 3 days. Mam.
Well, it's mer, isn't it?
Yeah,
which
I guess
is also close to mer.
Mama is mum.
Oh, what's mama then? Have I just
invented? Mère is mother. I mean, I think that would be more like it probably.
Because it's
sort of
close to Mère, isn't it?
Mother!
I'm trying to make a French pun, Brussel. Help me out here. I'm trying to make a pun in French. I thought, you of all people.
No, I think you'll find, by the terms of the contract, that's exclusive to OTC. Yeah. If you want to leave a voice note for us, fine, but not on here, Mason. I don't get to talk about Turkish football, which is a bloody good job because I'm always predicting they'll do well on here. So.
Yeah, you've stayed pretty quiet up to now. You've had pelters all week, haven't you?
You've gone full Keegan on me.
Is there Didier Deschamps going to stay, though, despite the fact that everyone wants, seems to think Zidane was going to come in, but he said no.
Zidane for that nice sexy football. Oh, yeah.
Be nice to each other. Don't be dicks. Seems to be his message, Deschamps.
Yeah, I think Deschamps will get to stay on. I think he should go. I think it's a bit like a... But he's been there for a really long time. I think it'll be a bit like...
They have done all right, Brass, up until this point.
Amazingly. But so did Germany under Jogi Löw. And sooner or later, there's
What are you saying? It was in spite of him? Oh, I see. Oh, you mean because he's been there a long time now and Löw overstayed it.
And yeah, you need fresh eyes and you need a fresh voice for the players to hear from. Because especially managing those egos, it's tough. It's super tough. So I think... Who is better at managing egos than Zinedine Zidane? I think it's perfect.
I back Veronique, to be honest. She seems to have really got it down. Well, because you remember
Mbappe didn't score in the last tournament. That's why I've left him out. It's nothing to do with his beef with my son that I have imagined in my head.
Well, the main thing I remember about Rabiot is that what tournament was it, Russia, where he was like, oh, I've not been picked properly. I'm not being on your standby list.
Yeah, which is amazing that Deschamps is such a pragmatic guy that he got to the point where he's like, yeah, all right, I'll forgive you and bring you back in. It's worked out, hasn't it?
I'm bringing footballers in from the cold. The footballer they brought in from the cold wasn't even the issue this time around. he was actually quite good.
We also should take a look at what Frank de Boer is up to.
Frank de Boer, what's he up to?
He's been anticipating the evaluation after the Netherlands exit. And
that is a wonderful phrase, isn't it?
Presumably it's a translation. I haven't heard him say it. I've only seen it written down. I assumed it's a translation.
It must be.
A translation evaluation anticipation.
It's quite a close language, isn't it? I mean, anticipation of the evaluation. Fantastic.
Anyway, he's left. The thing was, he was going to be binned if they didn't reach the quarterfinals anyway.
Before he's pushed.
Yeah.
Yes.
In anticipation of the evaluation.
But he's had plenty of evaluation off the media, like the whole way. I mean, Rafael van der Vaart has actually taken some time off from slating Spain to get after him. But it hasn't showed up as much because obviously everyone else in the Dutch media and fan base has done.
An example of a recent title from an opinion piece in the Dutch football magazine, Voetbal International. The title is, "As Bad as Wales, and that's not even a real country."
Wow.
That's quite the sledge, isn't it? Wales is a real country.
We do not need your tweets. We don't need your emails.
We know where Wales is.
Football International.
We love Wales and we know it's real.
We know it's real. It's not a flat earth society. I'm going to start like this conspiracy theory that Wales doesn't exist.
Not again, mate. That's your offshoot podcast. Conspiracies with Pete.
Big talk with Pete.
You would love it. There are reports in the Netherlands that Louis van Gaal is ready to step out of retirement and take charge.
The only man who can get away with playing three at the back and two up front with the Netherlands. So it should fit perfectly.
I don't know. Is that such a terrible idea?
Well, I think from a personal perspective, he has promised his wife several times that he would pack it in.
Yeah. Mm. Famously. Oh, no. I wasn't going to cast aspersions on Louis van Gaal, but I was just going to say famously footballers, the things they tell their wives. Don't necessarily hold up. Jogi Löw had to talk himself out of consideration for the job in his last presser as Germany manager.
Yeah, that would be a lovely fit, wouldn't it?
I'm staying on, mate.
I do get the feeling.
So you got your pun.
Thank you.
Well done.
Thanks for pointing it out. I was regretting it. I was hoping I could get away with that one, actually.
I do sort of think with Germany, though, like Hansi Flick coming in, you sort of go, yeah, you've had your fun, Europe. proper manager's going to be managing an incredibly talented team.
He's going to turn up wearing that bouncer's bomber jacket.
Yes.
And he's even going to wear it on the touchline at international tournaments. That's what he's going to do. He's even going to wear it in Qatar.
I've told you about Qatar. I'm happy to jump on any kind of bandwagon of slagging that off if you want, but the weather is not a problem.
So the weather's
going to be really nice. It's going to be way cooler than Russia 2018.
So you need a light jacket.
You need a light jacket.
Like Hansi will be taking.
Yeah. I've been cold in Qatar in the winter.
Wow.
Yeah.
I did enjoy that, by the way. The weather's not going to be a problem. I mean, the World Cup has been moved to November for the first time ever. But the weather's not going to be a problem.
But there's just so many things you can...
That stands.
There's so many things you can throw at the World Cup in Qatar. Mm. The weather's not going to be a problem. So the last eight, Belgium against Italy, Switzerland versus Spain, Ukraine against England, Czech Republic v Denmark. I can't wait, except for the 8 o'clock kickoff on Saturday. I'm already shitting myself about that, to be honest. All right. Oh, Brass, you've already plugged it. Do you want to plug it again?
Yeah,
on the continent. We will be listening. Later. We just were hoping you'd tell us all your best material before you went to record it.
No.
But he hasn't done that, OTC listeners.
It doesn't work like that. And even if I did tell you my best material, I couldn't tell you Dotnet Adebayo's best material or Lars Sivertsen, who will also be joining us, best material. So that's out later on Football Ramble Presents.
Go and listen to it when it comes out, which will be later.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's Amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? We're nearly at the end of the Premier League season, so I'm pretty drained. So many tense matches, and some not so tense, as well as point deductions, a battle for the title, and teams on the brink of relegation. All that suspense has me needing a well-deserved break. With the year in full swing, it can be easy to get swept up in work, social engagements, even keeping up with all this football, and we can spread ourselves too thin. But with therapy, you can learn to prioritise your time and really recharge your batteries. It's helpful for learning how to set personal boundaries and empowering you to be the best version of yourself, because you should spend your time on your own terms. So, if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/ramble today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ramble.
Always believe in your soul.
I said, no, you're getting up there.
You got the power to know. Indestructible. Always believe it. Carlton Cole.
You're indestructible, dear listener. Welcome back to the Football Ramble, sponsored by Betway. Right, it is time for the final round of Betway's Four to Score across the Euros this summer. There are £250,000.
Whoa.
I know. Up for grabs across these five rounds of Four to Score, and it's completely free to play. Just pick the first goal scorer in each of Betway's four selected matches for your chance to win £50,000 each round. Make sure your selections are submitted before the first game. And further T's and C's apply. First game is Andy Brassel's game. It is Switzerland against Spain, Friday, 5 p.m.
You know what? I still think Spain will win this, but I don't think they'll score first. Something crazy is going to happen. Ooh. And Haris Seferovic is going to be at the heart of it, because I believed in him when no one else did.
Good to have that on the record.
Sort of believed on him.
That's not my memory of it. But, you know, fine. It's written by the victors, isn't it, history?
Exactly.
Pete, your game, Belgium against Italy, Friday.
I'm going to go for Immobile. If Insigne doesn't jump out at him in his what he's been hiding in his wardrobe, apparently. He's very upset about it.
Is that right?
He's like, you don't need a tiny man hiding in your cupboard.
You don't need really any men in your cupboard.
That's just stolen off the golden era of Pirlo and Gattuso, isn't it? They always used to do that to Torino Gattuso.
It's just
I wouldn't be surprised. Didn't Gattuso try and stab someone? Didn't
with a fork.
With a fork, that's right. Yeah. Don't jump out at Gattuso. Do not startle him.
And he says Spurs are a mess. Right, game three, Czech Republic against Denmark. Saturday, the early kickoff. Jim, he's sent in a voice note from his lair.
Hello, it's Jim here. Before the score, I have got the Czech Republic against Denmark, which is a tough one to call. Probably going to be a little bit of a tight game, but I think given that he scored twice in the last match for Denmark, I'm going to have to go for Kasper Dolberg. So that is Kasper Dolberg to score for Denmark first against the Czech Republic.
The voice of a man who's been sitting, staring at four walls, thinking about that for far too long. Speaking of thinking about things for far too long, I have got game four, which is Ukraine against England. I have just typed into the spreadsheet thingy my pick.
Okay.
And I am going to go for old Slabhead. I am.
That's a great choice. Mm. I love the way you did it. Obviously, the listeners don't get the tension, but as Kate was typing it in the shared document, it was Harry, then paused.
Yeah, I was
going,
like,
what are you going to do?
Which one? You can't have Winks.
I know, I miss him. I really miss him. All right, so Hazem Aguaza is game four. I should do them in the right order, though. Game one, Switzerland, Spain. Harris Seferovic is Andy's pick. Peter's picked Ciro Immobile for Belgium, Italy. Game three, Jim in his room has picked, that's Czech Republic, Denmark. He's picked Kasper Dolberg. And I have gone in the England game, Ukraine versus England for Harry Maguire. Make sure your selections are submitted before the first game. Further T's and C's apply, 18 plus, and do please gamble responsibly. For more information, head to begambleaware.org. Right. Emails.
They're reading out your emails. Yeah. They're reading out your emails. Because they were sent in to show at footballramble.com. Originates from, including stuff about Sven.
Let's take the atmosphere down a bit here, ladies and gentlemen.
This studio is very hot. Well, Alex Eggs has got in touch. I'm a bit late to the party, but I felt compelled to share my favourite example of famous name confusion. Years ago, my mates and I were watching Italy versus Ireland in the Six Nations, and I received much ridicule when I asked if Chiellini was featuring, when in fact I'd misheard the name of the Irish prop, Kian Healy.
Oh, good.
Even now, I occasionally tweet photos of Giorgio Chiellini to Kian Healy. I've only ever had one response where he simply replied, lovely.
I mean,
stop bothering the man.
I know, it sounds like he quite likes it. He likes a bit of Chiellini.
This is the history of the Six Nations, eh?
Yeah, good to finally get some, you know, proper sport on the ramble. Right. Mm.
We've got one from Matt Cayley here. Perhaps one for Pete, which must be why I'm reading it out. Hartlepool United are taking applications for chief executive.
Oh, stop
Hello.
It. There's a hyperlink.
I retire from the ramble. Oh, I'm going to become CEO.
I'm going to sell it to you in this next sentence. 60k a year, and of the three listed benefits is on-site parking. You know, that is a big thing, actually.
Right.
I remember in lower league football, I remember a player leaving Wimbledon after they'd won the playoffs, and he signed for, I think it was Bournemouth, and him saying, oh, you can tell from the moment you drive in a car park, it's a bigger club.
I mean, I would say that the Victoria Ground is very much, there's a lot of waste ground around it. It's not really a feature to have a parking spot. There's plenty of parking, off road, on road.
Oh. So it's a man in an anorak who doesn't charge you £3.
Yeah, pretty much.
Right,
yeah,
okay. Much,
yeah. Two points I'd make about this job, Pete, if you're considering it.
Quite close to cinema.
It's actually 60 grand to 70 is the band, so you could hit the big 70.
You need a good agent.
Yeah,
we're in for that. There's quite a lot of candidate requirements, despite there not being very many benefits. One of them is the ability to inspire people with varying skill sets from various departments. I think you've got that.
Yeah.
And the ability to lead by example and to be hands-on in delivering change.
You don't need hands-on change delivered, do you, really? Well, unless you are working in a car park.
I don't know. I reckon like a bit of Friday afternoon Portmantonio content.
Come on, let's get together. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, nice. I could do it. I feel like it's been a long time since we've done a game. Anyway, thanks for that, Matt. And Good luck, Pete.
Look, my agent is already in contact with Hartlepool United Football Club at the Victoria Ground and Victoria Park, and it's my mum. So she lives in the town. She can. Negotiations are progressing nicely.
I hope she's not going to pull a bit of a Rabio, because that might count you out. Mm.
Well, you end up being chief executive of Juventus instead. Oh, that'd be great.
Yes. Yes, please.
Come on. Email us, show@footballramble.com or tweet at Football Ramble. Now, guys, do you know there's this other thing where people play football in called Premier League?
Mm.
And it still exists. And there's going on in it.
Tell me more.
Yeah, okay. Well, two football clubs that haven't had managers for about 3 years have now got themselves back together again, sorted their lives out, and they've both got new bosses, one of which is Rafa Benitez. He's going to manage Everton.
Fantastic.
And the thing is, the fans are really pleased.
Some of them are. Some of the normal ones are.
They've
I would be.
Threatened to kill him in some cases. I mean, I know that's pretty standard for your online common or garden bits of fan behaviour, but some of them are taking it to the next level with a sign that says, was that this week or last week? Anyway, I remember seeing it recently. We know where you live. Don't sign.
Mm. They left it outside the wrong house, though, hilariously. Idiots.
That is just actually.
Is it out of the house of the Jurgen Klopp lookalike?
Oh my God.
Not even
that
real Jurgen Klopp.
Dude, man.
Has that been discussed?
How did he get away with that?
He looks so much like Jurgen Klopp.
In some pictures, some other pictures, not so much.
I only saw the video when he was bouncing up and down on the guy's shoulders.
Right.
That poor guy.
He was on breakfast television saying that he'd met Jurgen Klopp with pictures.
It was back Good Morning, wasn't it? It was something massive. It was like the BBC one. Yeah. It wasn't GB News.
And he said he'd met Jurgen Klopp, and here's the picture of me with Jurgen Klopp. And I was like, giving him the benefit of the doubt. But even then, no, mate. It's such a shame.
He must have been
such
so... And he said, like, he was being a real good sport. And he was having a chat about Liverpool's season.
Getting on people's shoulders. He had a Swansea accent for some reason. I don't really know why that's the case.
What's fascinating about that is that the guy... Sorry if you're a fan of the Football Ramble, Mr. Reporter, but he was so confident that it was Jurgen Klopp, he didn't even check.
I mean, that sounds like the clued up fans that the Football Ramble gets.
No.
Yes.
The Ramble fans are very clued up, aren't you?
Mm.
Anyway.
But none of them would have said any mean things about Rafa Benitez. I mean, look, I don't know how an Everton fan would feel about this, because I'm not an Everton fan. Having spoken to a few of them before this happened, a lot not happy about it. I mean, I take the view that, as you do, Pete, he's a really good coach or manager, and I think he would do an absolutely terrific job for them, and it's pretty much as good as it's going to get, especially at the point that they are. And you know, the last thing they need to do is go out and buy loads more players. They've needed for a long time to sort out the squad they've actually got. Having said that, I think because Everton are not in that elite bracket of clubs, a lot of people outside the Everton fan base don't see them as a genuine rival of Liverpool.
Right.
Which is unfair. We always see it as Liverpool versus Manchester United.
Yeah.
And maybe Liverpool see it more as Liverpool and Manchester United. I know a lot of Liverpool fans do. But I think if you take it from the Everton fans' perspective, maybe it's a lot more difficult to digest than it looks to us from outside.
Because it's him.
Andy Brassel on Twitter.
Because it's
Everton
him,
fans.
His kind of like career kind of too late, I suppose. You know, he's not at the top of his game. But I'd like, look, he gets the City, he gets one or two club cities. I'd like to see him with the resources that he didn't get in Newcastle, to be quite frank.
Yeah, agreed.
I don't know. I mean, in terms of an elite manager with massive top level managerial experience,
there aren't that many out there that would take that project, would they? Would it be fair to say? Or there just aren't that many available?
And I guess he's at least not going to presumably hop off to Spain anytime soon.
What? Real Madrid's a ticking time bomb. I don't think you can say that.
Really? We'll look back on this one in a few months. Yeah,
yeah, well, about October.
Okay. Yeah, look, we obviously can't feel it like Everton fans do, but looking at it dispassionately, I get it. I don't particularly want Mikel Arteta to come and manage Spurs, but maybe if he'd won a whole load of stuff and had managed Real Madrid and Valencia and all these other places. Yeah, well, quite, but I...
We're thinking a long way forward in Mikel Arteta's career.
I am, yeah.
I think through a load of things that are very unlikely to happen to him, like winning a couple of La Liga titles.
Yeah, that's true. Well, who knows?
Who knew that you were so positive about Mikel Arteta?
You know me. I like
drawing it out of her.
I like to back my friends down the road. Speaking of which, my other friends down the road, my main friends, we Spurs now have a manager.
Yay!
It's Nuno Espirito Santo. And...
That was an intense video, wasn't it?
I liked
just
it.
Looking straight down the camera and going, oh, hello, I will manage your club. We're going to have a lovely time. I was like, well, yeah, we will. I'm not even a Spurs fan. Yeah, we will have a lovely time.
I love an intense guy. Yeah, look, he could have been manager whenever he left Wolves, couldn't he? That would have been better. As it is, I like him. I quite like him. He hasn't had the best season. I mean, that's an understatement. He hasn't had a good season with Wolves at all, but he did some incredible things the previous season. He seems like a guy who can make people work as a team, which I think is very, very important after the kind of degradation that we suffered under old Jose.
So your current feeling is dictated by the process rather than the appointment.
Yes, would you like to hear the process?
Yes, I'd love to hear the process.
In April... Julian Nagelsmann was linked with the job. He then moved to Bayern Munich. On April the 30th, Erik ten Hag signed a new contract at Ajax after being linked. In May, Brendan Rodgers insists he's sticking with Leicester, unsurprisingly. In late May, Spurs make contact with Mauricio Pochettino. Remember late May, guys? It was a good month. Yep, that didn't happen. Antonio Conte emerges as the clear frontrunner at the start of June. Talks break down 2 days later. Paulo Fonseca seemed to actually have it all done, didn't he? I remember sitting in here and it was like he'd signed. Anyway, he was dropped for Gennaro Gattuso. Sorry, Pete. They didn't manage to get him in. Who is then himself no longer considered a candidate after a fan protest on social media. Hashtag no to Gattuso. I didn't tweet that, obviously. Now, finally... 2.5 months later, it's Nuno.
I can sort of present that information in a slightly more digestible way.
Oh, thank you.
They went with the answer, then they went Ten Hag. Then they went Ten Hag. Brother Brandy said no. Pot said that too. Conte Fonseca got two, so didn't get it either. These are the Spurs daddies who didn't want to be your daddy.
Is that better or worse?
I think it's better. I think it's certainly more digestible. Just gives it all in one go.
I agree.
Yeah.
That music like does give you the impression that someone's about to fall down some stairs. So I just like listen to that and think, you know, Spurs Lodge needs to be a bungalow, really.
Spurs Lodge.
People are about to fall down the stairs, you think? I don't know.
Well, the thing is, when you read it out, Kate, I think it sounded a lot more digestible simply because...
It sounded organised, which is not how it's been.
It seemed like he was like choice number 8, whereas I think the reality is it's probably about 16.
Well, look, the director of football said Nuno gets the DNA of the club, but the DNA stands for the 19th applicant.
I'm not laughing at that, but thank you. I think the key thing seems to be Fabio Paratici. Paratici. How am I saying that?
Paratici.
Paratici.
Yeah.
I wanted to do an accent, but instead I just pronounced it wrong and looked like a twat. Yeah, he's the key to this, it seems to me. He did well with Juventus right until last season. Maybe we can just wipe all the last seasons and it'll all just be fine.
Yeah, I think it's quite difficult to judge his work at Juventus because so much of it is under the shadow of that enormous Cristiano Ronaldo salary.
Yeah, but before that, he's brought in some... I mean, apart from Nicholas Bentner, but he's brought in some quality people, including, I feel like, Paul Pogba.
He's not the top dog at that point. It's Marotta, who's now with...
Okay, but the idea was that they worked together as a thing and possibly he needs Marotta to...
That's exactly what happened.
Shit, okay. So you're saying without Marotta
I'm saying I don't know. I think it'd be interesting to see how he gets on. But it's a big commitment, isn't it, from Levy to sort of hand it over to someone else. I love the idea in principle of him handing it over to something else. But
yes.
I think it's so hard to judge Paratici's work, even though he's part of some very successful times at Juventus. I think it's part of... If he's given the keys and asked to lead everything, I think it's a little... different. But like, I like Nuno. I like the intensity. If I was a Spurs fan, I would love the feeling that he's going to make them work their bollocks off. I think that's the feeling I got from it. And in fact, he's so committed to that that he couldn't even put the training top on right. Like Jose, who's not looked elegant for years.
Yeah, he looked great.
Looked really neat and tidy in the purple, didn't he? Mm. Whereas there was sort of a certain, I've just thrown this on 2 seconds before
because he's
started.
Been too busy thinking about all the brilliant things he's going to do for Tottenham and he just doesn't have time to get dressed.
Or you might have to cover up that t-shirt that says, I belong to Georges. Maybe. One or two.
Both options. Yeah, both options. All right, well.
I'm just gutted that Clinzy didn't get it.
No, you're not.
Despite his mates in the media. I mean, honestly, that's how much worse it could have been. That's
it how couldn't much worse have been. No one's appointing him. You don't not think right. That was a sincere...
I can put it in the song if you want.
It would have properly freaked me out if I was a Spurs fan.
Oh, God, I just never... I never thought that was a real thing, to be honest. But it is fun
after,
how people...
After
this, you thought it couldn't get any worse.
Genuinely, yeah. Interesting, I thought that's where the level is, isn't it? That's interesting. Okay. It's like a...
Okay.
Yeah, it's like a scale. It's like a spectrum.
Right, okay.
And he's down here.
Messi, free agent. Just saying, guys. Chiellini, free agent.
Hello.
Not Chiellini. What are we talking about? Yeah, Chiellini, he's out, isn't he? He's got a contract.
There are some agents, is what Peter's saying.
I'll tell you who's supposed to be in contract with Manchester United now. Old Sanchez. Sancho has gone to Manchester United, TBC, £73 million plus add-ons, and he's just doing his personal terms.
If people are kind of speculating to accumulate in the future, like, we're going to get some bargains. £100 million for Harry Kane, Jadon Sancho, £73 million, you know, we're going to get some decent young...
Well, that's why only teams like that can buy the good people, isn't it?
True.
One of the great, wonderful things about it all. Yeah, I mean, think about it as well. They were asking for... Do you remember? The whole sticking point was that they were asking for so much, what, like a year ago?
350 or something, wasn't it?
It was a reasonable price, and now he's...
85, 100?
Now he's taken a further year off his contract.
Right.
And it was totally worth it for Dortmund to keep him because he got them in the Champions League.
Yeah.
There's no way they're getting in the Champions League without him. There's no way they win the DFB Pokal without him. So there you go.
He's not. Is he going to play for England now?
What, before the end of this tournament, or are we talking about once he's a Manchester United player?
Yeah,
I think we'll have a little bit of Sancho.
Just a little smidgen.
2 minutes. I think
Pete's dream. 2 minutes. What, my dream, where I play 5 minutes for Newcastle
and nothing goes wrong.
Nothing goes wrong.
It's not so great that like he
two
scores
passes
or anything.
No, two passes.
It's
and
just
off.
That he.
Yeah.
You think he's having that dream at the moment?
I just want 5 minutes, and I want things to go okay.
I think there'll be a small in terms of length of time, but very big contribution by Sancho before the end of this tournament.
Oh,
is this your turkey moment? Is it going to be the 11th own goal of the tournament?
We're going to find out, aren't we?
We are.
Yeah.
In a few days. Guys, thanks for listening to the Football Ramble sponsored by Betway.
You talking to us or the listeners? Because I've not been listening.
You're too busy trying to sing your song. Do you want to sing us out, Pete or Jim?
First they wanted Julian Nagelsmann. Then they wanted Erik ten Hag.
Lovely.
Brother Brandy said no. Poch said that too. Conte, Fonseca and Gattuso didn't get it either. There you go.
Thank you.
Quite all right.
Thanks for your work, Jim. Nice to see you. So good to have you back in the studio, Andy Brassel.
So great to be back.
And so good to have you with us as well, listeners. Tomorrow you've got Jules, Luke and Andy Brassel again in your ears. We'll see you then.
The Football Ramble is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news.
Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I actually got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad was thinking of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.